Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Chulin, Perig Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Bei mir mechassen. What do we use to cover the dam with? After you shecht a chaya and a knife? Bei mir ein mechassen. And what cannot be used? Now the Torah says you should cover it with earth. The Pasuk says, V'shafach es damai v'chisahu be'ofar. With earth. But had the Torah meant only earth, and not anything else, it would have said, Uba'ofar yechasenu. In Lashon HaKodesh, first comes the main thing, and the second word is a description of the main. For example, if you want to tell me that you live in a big house, when you say it in English, what do you say? A big house. First comes the big, then comes the house. First comes the description, then comes the noun. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's the other way around. First, it's bayis, and then gadol. If I wanted to say a big house in Lashon HaKodesh, I wouldn't say gadol bayis, I would say bayis gadol. So now, because the Torah says v'chisahu ba'afar, kisahu comes first, I understand the main thing is that you cover it. Ba'afar were things that are like afar. Had the pasuk said u'ba'afar yechasenu, it would say, no, the main thing is earth. That's what you have to cover it with. You can't replace that earth with anything else. I'll tell you one of the reasons, perhaps, why it's so. I once heard from one of my rebbeim, but we'll leave that for the end of the Mishnah. Right now, I want to know what's similar to earth that I could use for Kisi Adam, and what can I not use for Kisi Adam. Zok the Mishnah. Mechasin bezevel hadak. Zevel is what comes out of an animal. Manure, it's used for fertilizer. If it's fine, you can use it, ubechayladak, or fine sand. These two are like earth. Why are they like earth? Well, both the zevel and the sand helps things grow, like earth does. And also, it has to be fine, meaning it has to be like grainy or powdery. The blood has to be able to like sink into it. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, besid, lime, ubecharsis, or crushed, Klicheres, crushed pottery. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Ubilvena, an earthenware brick, Ubimagufa, or the cover, or an earthenware cover of a barrel, Shekisasha, that has been crushed. If they're crushed into little pieces, you can use it for Kisui Hada. And here's what you can't use. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam by covering it, not with the following, loy bezevel hagas, not with manure that's not thin, not powdery, but it's coarse, loy b'chaylagas, or sand that's not powdery. It's like a black. It's not grinded up. But loy bilveina, and not with an earthenware brick, umagufo, or an earthenware cover to a barrel, shaloy chisashem, that was not crushed. And furthermore, says the Mishnah v'lo yichba olav as a keli. You can't just turn a keli over it and say, okay, it's covered. It may be covered, but we're not mekayim the mitzvah of kisi hadam. Klal amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said the following klal: davar shemegadol b'tzmachin, anything in which plants can grow in, can be used for the mitzvah of kisi hadam. Mechasen by, you can use those things to cover the blood. Anything which plants can't grow in, ain mechasabai, cannot be used for the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Wait a second, says the Vatanura. Do you ever see anything growing in lime, or crushed pottery, or an earthenware brick, or an earthenware cover to a barrel? Things grow from that? So Vatanura explains, at one point, before you took this earthenware brick and turned it into a brick, before you took this earthenware cover and turned it into a cover, or the lime for that matter, before it was processed, it was earth that something would grow in. And that's what you can use it for, kisui hadam. The klal is lav dafka, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Sawdust, for example, or what falls out of flax in the process of making the flax, the braisa says you could use for kisui hadam and nothing grows in it. Ashes can be used, because ashes is called afar. Same is true for grinded up pieces of gold. And this is based on Psukim. We see in the Pasuk sometimes ashes and earth are changed, like it says, may offer Sreifa Sachatas. It really means ashes. The Torah calls it offer. In regard to Zohar, the Pasuk says, in Iyuv, Chav Ches, the Afrois Zohav Loi, that he had like this offer of Zohav. So you see, Zohav could be called offer. So ground up Zohav could be used. Okay, so bottom line, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam with earth, or anything that's doima to earth in one or two ways. Either something grows from it, or it's powdery and soft, that the dam gets absorbed in it. But if you have something that nothing would grow in it, or it's not something that's powdery or soft, that the dam would sink into it, it is possible for Kisui Hadam. This rule that something has been able to grow out of it, we have some exceptions, like fine sawdust, for that matter, what falls out in the process of preparing the pishtun, the flax, even though it's not Megadol Tzmachim, it's kosher for Kisui, ashes and ground up pieces of gold, we see from the Psukim that they're kosher for Kisui Hadam. Normally the Shoichet does the Kisui Hadam, but anyone who sees it can do it, maybe by Kaparis. Everyone gets an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. And like we said before, you have to prepare. You're supposed to put the offer down first, afterward shecht, the blood goes onto the offer, onto the earth, and then cover it. You're not supposed to shecht into a keli, let's say the blood should pour into a keli, and then cover it with offer. No, it's supposed to go first onto a floor of offer. And by the way, the Gemara also tells us, and this is a yesod for all mitzvahs, when you do the Kisui Hadam, it may be convenient just to kick some of the dust over the blood. You're not allowed to do that. That's a bezayin for the mitzvah. If you do it with your hands, or with the knife, or with a keli, it shouldn't be mitzvahs bezuyas alav. And remember, the Rambam says, in Hilcha Shechita Perik Yudalid, Halacha Tezayin, the covet isn't for the mitzvah, the covet is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us the mitzvah. Mitzvahs save us from tapping in the dark. It's like a candle that straightens us out when we're crooked, a light to teach us the right way to go. Like it says, Ner l'ragli devarecha v'or l'nsivasi. So many wonder why the Rambam picks the halachis of Kisui Hadam to tell us about the covet of mitzvahs. Pashtus, because here's where the halachis, you shouldn't do it with your feet, but there's something about Kisui Hadam that represents a certain tikkun for us, like all mitzvahs do in their own way. Now let's go back to something we discussed at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Torah says only an offer. How do we know all these other things? So what did we say? We said, because the Pasuk says, V'shavach ezdamai, V'chisahu ba'afar. So smashing the main thing is you cover it with things that are like offer. Had it said, ba'afar, yechasen, it would be mashma dafka offer. Because in Lashon HaKodesh, the main thing is the first word, and the description is the second word. So v'chisahu ba'afar is the main thing, you cover it with a description, with things that are like offer. So let me tell you why in Lashon HaKodesh would you say bayis ha'gadol, in other languages a big house? I think it could be, I heard this once, B'Shem Reb Shamshon of Fulhersh. Lashon HaKodesh is the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. Lashon HaKodesh has to be emes. Chesamesh al HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Now, which is more karev al emes? Let's say I was a real estate broker selling you a house, or I was a used car salesman selling you a car, or anything in the world, selling you a diamond. If I'm honest, I'm honest. Let's say there are some people that are not honest. So, let's take the house, just as a mushel. How would he describe it to you? It's really a pitsy house. But what does he say? I have for you a big, gorgeous, oh, breathtaking, unbelievably large house. It's not really such a big house. But by the time you hear all these descriptions, by the time you get to the word house, your mouth is watering already. On the other hand, if I say, bayis gadol rachav, you say, okay, it's a house. And now you're describing it. It's much more karvel emes. First, it's a house. Then you're going to describe it to me. So, okay. The derech of someone that sells something is you describe it with a little bit more exaggeration. But I know it's a house. If you start with the exaggeration, I'm imagining something that's totally out of proportion. So in Lashon HaKodesh, first comes the noun, the reality, then the description that could be open to interpretation.